Rambam in the first paragraph of Hashuva Alecha Aleph. Chol Echad Ve'Echad Bnei Ya'odam Yesh Lo Zchuyos Ba'Avodas. Every person in the world has zchuyos and avodas. As Shlomo HaMelech wrote in Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Ya'aseh Tov Le'Avodah. This is the norm. There may be some super exceptional cases, but the Rambam is talking over the overwhelming numbers. Chol Echad Ve'Echad. Misha Zchuyoso Yiseiros Alavodoso, a person that is more chatoim that Avonis is a tzaddik, and a person that has done more averus than his life than schusim is rosh. Machzal machzal. If it's 50-50, then that's what's called a beinah. V'chein ha-medino, and while ha-medino is bo yeyomer, we say in the tefillas from Rosh Hashanah. There's a din of medinas too. Not only a din of yechidim, but a din of medinas. Al medinas bo yeyom, v'chein medina mo yeschuyos ko yeshvem merubos alam anoseyin. If ultimately they've done more mitzvahs than areiros, areiros tzadekis. V'chein mohayu alam anoseyin merubim, areiros rishon. It's evil. V'chein kolo elam kul. There's a din on the entire world. Now, the Rambam Shita is Odom Shavonoisa Merubin al Schuyoisov, a person that has more Averith than Mitzvah, Miyaru Meis Purisha, Shanemar Aroba Malech, Mechay Medino Shavonosa Merubin Miyaru Ivedis, Shanemar Zakis Adoim Vamaraki Roba, Mechay Kola Oilam Kula, Imoyo Avonosa Merubin Mishuyasa Miyari Nishkosim. In other words, the subject to me the Sadim. Shanema Vayar Hashem ki Rabba Roa Sa'odim. So then we may be concerned, the Rambam says, that the world doesn't always look like it's more righteous than evil, or even Machzal Machzal necessarily. Yishikul Zayinu Lefei Minyan Aschuyas V'Avoyinus. Number is not the determining factor. Elu Lefei Goydlam. According to the significance. There are schusim which stand up to many averus. So how to judge them is elabidaito shall kill deos, only the rabbinah shall know how exactly to match them up. Question is, the Rambam seems to put it in purely mathematical terms. And the Ravid is concerned that if we take it, the Rambam said two things, that it's in mathematical terms, and the Rishoyim and Achtomin la'altu l'misa. So he says if that's the case, the Ravid observes, ki yesh Rishoyim chayim harbi, I've observed many Rishoyim that have lived lengthy lives, unfortunately. The din means that the gzar din is that they won't live out the years. In other words, as much as they should have lived. So as to live till 100, they'll live less than that. That's the only thing that happens la'alta. There are a number of questions. Is this really a numerical count in and of itself? His numbers exactly the koveya, that's the determinant. Other Rishonim, and if they speculate a little, I don't want to go into the Rambam's own view exactly what it is. They could speculate. Other Rishonim learn that Tzaddik and Rosha is not dealing Tzaddik and Rosha ultimately if a person is a Tzaddik or a Rosha. But rather, what we're dealing with is this particular Mishpat. We stand in judgment for the Rabbeinu Shalom. And a person that's Tzaddik Bedino means he was acquitted. We're very careful in the legal system. We say they're two separate things. Innocent and not guilty are two different things. Very far from each other. Right? In the legal system, in a criminal matter, has to be beyond reasonable doubt. And a civil matter, right, beyond probable doubt. Usually the standard is a little less for civil matters. What?
It's clear and convincing evidence.
Clear and convincing evidence. But for civil. That's what. Now, if it's a little less than that, so the seichel may tell us that the person did it, we don't think he's innocent, but we didn't prove his guilt, so we don't send him away. So we're not about to come and say, oh, here's the candidate from after Yair and the Shul, you know, we should give him psicha vanilla. You know, we're happy that we don't have to travel down to visit him in jail, but, you know, but that's where it ends. So, someone in the Rishonim learned that that's the pshat. In the Mishpat before the Rabbi Rishon, we talk about Tzaddik and Rosh, it's Tzaddik and Mishpat in the Din. In other words, how will a person emerge from this Din? Now, a person could be a Rosh, but he emerges as if he were a Tzaddik from this Din, means he passed through successfully. Why? That can be for all types of reasons in the world. That could be that the Rabbi Rishon wants to bring Midas Adin on the world then, for example, and this Rosh is good for bringing Midas Adin, so the Rabbi Rishon keeps him here. Because he has a purpose in this world. But in Gehenna, he will suffer in the world to come for it. But right now, he has a purpose in this world. Because the world is roy for me, this and that. Maybe he did a mitzvah once in his life. That's worthy to give schar. Maybe his grandfather did a mitzvah. There are many reasons that a person, and other, there are other inscrutable factors. The Gemara tells us in Brochus that Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rabbeinu Shalom, how to explain this world? That we have Tzadik Goralo and Rosh Hashanah, righteous that suffer and evil people that prosper. So there's a machlekes of the Tanaim and the Gemara if the Rabbeinu Shalom responded to Moshe Rabbeinu or not, if he acquiesced, or if he even told Moshe. One version, one Tanaim and the Gemara told the answer is v'chanoisi asher ochon v'richamti asher arachin, meaning from your standpoint it seems totally arbitrary, it's whimsical. However I decide to do it, that's how I do it. Not that it is that way, but from your standpoint. The reality of what that Gemara means is, which is amazing, is that it, the level of Nevuas Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu is a Dayan Nevi'im, is the greatest of the Nevi'im. There's no other Novi who was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu with his Nevuah. And the Shaila Gemara is the level, in fact, apparently, of Nevuas Moshe. In and of itself, Moshe Rabbeinu on his own couldn't understand it. But at that level, is the Zaycha, in fact, at least the Russian should open that window and allow him to see it. Even at that Madregas Moshe, this is still beyond him. He's not even Zaycha. Not only can he understand it himself, but the Russian won't even open the window for him to let him look at it. So we don't understand the nature of the Mishpat. But the varied factors which contribute to the balance in the world. Now the same is true as the Rambam tells us, for the Medina's Boya Yom, that sometimes a person's fate is part and parcel of what will go on around him. In other words, in terms of himself, he could be Zeichet Amidas Adina, he could be Zeichet Amidas Arachma. He comes up, however it is. But in terms of the Medina that he's in, he lives in an evil place. So they're roy for the Midas Adin. And the Midas Adin will catch up to him too. If he's roy, they'll grab onto him too. So there's a din of the Medinas, there's a din of the world. And from that standpoint, that's particularly perhaps the reason when Chazal tells us, the Rambam goes into it even in his own Shita. But when we have a question of a mitzvah of an avera before us, so we should weigh two things. The personal impact and the global impact. And he said a person may in fact be in precarious balance before the Rabbeinu Shalom. In precarious balance. And one Avera could send them out of balance. So especially in light of the fact that we're saying that a person could be a Tzadik B'din, that he prevailed in this Din, even inherent though, in and of itself, if we weighed all the factors in his life, he would seem to be unworthy, but the Rabbeinu Shalom had his reason for letting him through. Now, that doesn't mean that if we add something else to it, that the Cheshbon will stay the same, and for the world as well. Because what ideally is not a number, in absolute numbers, and even absolute quality of mitzvahs and averes. The Rabbeinu Shalom has his Cheshbonos. And therefore, a person has both a personal and global responsibility not to do anything which intensifies the midas adin in the world. So that's something that when we come to do a particular mitzvah and avera, a person is supposed to be a global person too. To take into account that valavadinos b'yayoma are kol ha'olam kula. Listen, there are obviously times in history of midas adin. And I'm not talking only for the Jewish people, I'm talking for the whole world. If we view, for example, the Second World War, let's not talk about the very tragic Jewish dimension of the Second World War, but tens of millions of people in the world were killed in a few years. And it's just awesome to imagine what went on in those 6 years of warfare. It's hard, we don't even have any gauge. And I can't tell you what the modern figure is. I looked at an old edition of the Britannica once. So they listed at that time that there were 33 million military casualties. 33 million military casualties in World War II. Civilian casualties were unknown. But they felt that their experts felt that a safe estimate was at least the same amount as the number of soldiers. So at least 33 million civilians died. And my suspicion is that it's a lot more than that. That's my suspicion. Because in Russia, who knows, of 20, probably 20 to 30 million people probably just died in Russia themselves in that era. 10 million Poles were killed. That's without all the other countries throughout the world that were in this conflagration. So who knows, 100 million people or more died in a few years. The time of Midas Adin. Midas Adin was unleashed. So there were times of Midas Adin. So it was a global person after Rachamim and the world. I'll end. The Ramchal writes, the Rabbeinu Shalom brings on the Marishan to the world and he tells him what are his instructions to him. It's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world, all the Marishan. Be careful, Shalom the Kalkala. Don't be machra. Don't destroy the world around you. And as the Ramchal writes, when we do a chet, it's not only a personal tragedy, but it diminishes the entire Bria around us, the entire world around us. Good night, Rabbi.